Welcome to our third mindful moment. Today we're going to practice a technique called how to savor the moment, or how to make any ordinary activity seem fresh and new, experiencing life more fully. Albert Einstein once said, "There are two ways to live your life. One is though nothing is a miracle, and the other is though everything is a miracle." By being able to focus in on the present moment, you will notice all the miracles that occur every moment of every day. We're looking at a process orientation as opposed to an outcome orientation. An outcome orientation is one where we're focused on the future, where worry and concern and anxiety often comes to play. What will happen? What will be? Where will I go? And how will I be taken care of? A process orientation is one where we stay in the present moment, and we notice in the present moment that more often than not, we have everything that we need. In this moment, as we did in the last, and we will in the next. We often have very few needs. Wants are different. Our needs are often very simple. And if we are aware of the tiniest details in our lives, we will notice that we have all that we need. And the more we practice this technique, the better able the brain is able to stay in the moment. We add curiosity and openness to the moment-by-moment technique, and that just strengthens things more and more. We are able more and more to stay in the present moment. Savoring the moments. Today, I'm going to ask you to practice this technique by spending 5 or 10 minutes doing a very regular activity or chore that you do, one daily perhaps, or one just very regularly. Perhaps driving, washing the dishes, vacuuming, doing homework or work, laundry, studying, cleaning, shopping, preparing meals, whatever you choose. I'm going to ask you to spend 5 or 10 minutes in a very mindful way participating in any of these routine tasks. And while you're doing any of these routine tasks and paying attention, adding some curiosity and mindfulness to the moments, you will be developing a different relationship with this activity. As an example, we'll talk about washing the dishes, and then we will do a brief activity that will help you concentrate and learn a little bit more about being present to the present moment, savoring each one of these moments. Before starting washing the dishes as our example, you'll spend a few moments reflecting on the dishes, the utensils that you will be using, how they have helped you enjoy the meal, how using these various tools have been able to help you put things together and help you nourish your body. Marveling for a moment at the work and craftsmanship that went into designing and putting together each one of these items. Now feel the movements. Feel the movements in your arms and your hands and your body as you lift and manipulate each dish and each utensil. Feel the weight. Feel the solid feeling of each one of these, how they differ from each other, and how are they the same. Now notice, as you put these items in the water or take them out of the water, how the water feels on your hands, on the dishes, on the utensils, the coolness, the warmth. Notice how the soap interacts, making these items more slippery, maybe hard to keep up with, or maybe they make them smooth and silky. Noticing how your hands interact with the dishes and the utensils and the water and the soap. Again, bringing some curiosity to a task that you do so routinely without noticing, without even thinking about it, without being present. Sense the weight, the texture, the smells. There may be sounds involved. Take in all of the senses as you wash the dishes in a very mindful way. You might even notice some unique colors and shapes, things you've never noticed before, things you've never seen before. Listen to the sounds. Listen to the sounds around you. And if you get distracted, just return to sensing the moment. What are your hands doing? How do they feel? How do they interact with the dishes, the utensils, the water, and the soap, moment by moment? And now, sitting restfully, we'll practice these mindful moments, savoring each moment with a brief activity. Sitting comfortably, practicing your belly breathing by putting your hands on your belly, taking in a deep breath, and now exhale. Just notice how you're starting to settle in, being well supported by the chair or the couch or wherever it is that you are. Taking in a second deep breath, and as you exhale, just notice how you're concentrating on my words and this beautiful music. And with that third deep breath, exhaling, cupping your hands together around an imaginary lemon. Imagine that you are holding a lemon between your hands. Feel the shape of the lemon. Feel the texture of the lemon. How big is it? How round is it? How rough or smooth is it? Using your good imagination, really explore the idea of feeling that lemon. Now bring that lemon to your nose and imagine smelling the skin of that lemon. How does it smell? Is it sweet? Is it sour? Do you smell anything at all? Perhaps there's no smell. It's all right. You're bringing your curiosity to this particular moment, as well as your imagination. Now, carefully setting that lemon down in your imagination on a cutting board, and with a knife, cut that lemon right in half. And in your mind's eye, imagine the juices running from that lemon. What does it look like on the inside? What are the colors or the textures? What do you notice? Again, using your imagination. What does that lemon look like? Now, in your imagination, I'd like you to pick up that lemon bring it to your mouth and take a good healthy bite. Oh my, what was that like? Using again your good imagination. Did it taste good? Was it sour? How did you respond? What senses were activated? What did it taste like? Maybe there was a sense of smell. Maybe you heard something. Maybe there was just this overwhelming sense of taste. Putting that lemon down, now imagine you pick up a cool glass of water to wash away all of the taste of that lemon. Bringing your hands back to your lap, taking in a deep breath, and exhaling. Sitting with this mindful moment, this mindful experience, this curiosity, this equanimity that you can bring to any experience, from the tiniest moment to the biggest moment. Practicing with some daily chores or regular routine activities can help you train your brain to come back and savor the moment. Until next time, be calm.